Good morning and welcome to Quincy. Mayor Thomas Koch, get our weekly City Hall update. How are you today, Mayor?
Doing well. How about yourself, Joe?
Well, I just stepped outside the door a few minutes ago and there's some frozen stuff falling out of the sky. I don't want to say the word anymore.
Well, the rest of the week's looking better, so.
I know. It's the psychological effect, I think.
Of course it is.
But it's not unusual to have this stuff in April, unfortunately.
Oh, for sure. Doesn't last.
No, thankfully, that's about the only thing we can say about it. Good thing, anyway. Mayor, I was hoping we could talk a little bit more about the proposed Adams Presidential Center / Performing Arts Center. I understand there's an architect that's been brought on board to put some designs together.
Yes, Schwartz Silverman was the company that was awarded the design contract. There was a number of architects that responded to the RFP. We had a committee that went through all the proposals and then interviewed several and recommended to me Schwartz Silverman, and I agreed. So this is very early in the process. When we say design, we're talking right now conceptuals, massing, not anything in great detail. But certainly enough to get the discussion moving and to see if the concept of having the APC and the Performing Arts Center together, you know, if it works. So from the early stages, we have had a meeting with some of the folks from the, I would suggest, from the Performing Arts Center community. We had arts groups, theater groups, dance groups, cultural groups come together. We had a discussion to talk about some of the needs and some of the items that you know, we may be missing that needs to be addressed. But it was a good positive meeting, and the process will keep moving. And as we get a little further along, then we'll have some additional public meetings with the average person to come in, take a look, listen, weigh in. Obviously, the Adams Presidential Center Board will have the say on what their facility would look like. They would be paying for that portion of the building. It's built out as part of the deal. The Performing Arts Center is something we're looking at. We haven't made, you know, any final decisions on how the thing will be operated, but we're looking at many different options. How other communities have done it? Have other private sector places have done it? Do we, you know, have an outside vendor that runs it, et cetera, et cetera? So we are looking at the possibility of some professional shows and balancing it with some community use as well. For example, we certainly understand we've got a lot of great groups in Quincy, whether it's the Choral Society, Symphony Orchestra, or others. You know, they wouldn't be able to afford paying some crazy fee to a vendor to use the building. So we've got to work a lot of issues out before we really come up with any final documents and plans and uses and et cetera, et cetera. So it's a long way to go. It's early in the process, but it's important to get started, and thus we've gotten started.
Do you have kind of a timeline in mind for what the next steps will be?
Well, I think it'll take several months to work through several meetings to get, you know, a real good sense from the community on what they would like to see. Keep in mind, Joe, that this is something that came out of the community a number of years ago. It was a great call when we did surveys years ago, going into the discussions about Quincy 400, what people would like to see. And I agree that there's a bit of a missing link in Quincy Center, that all we've got going, and that is a performing arts center / cultural center. And I think, you know, with a well-run operation, it would feed the restaurants, it would be an attraction for people from Quincy and beyond to come and enjoy a show or a comedy show or who knows, a small band, whatever it may be. But that's something that we're responding to the people of Quincy. It was an overwhelming common denominator in the survey results we did a number of years ago. So it's still in the process, but you know, we've identified the location, as I said, before, the Monroe Building, which we had purchased a few years back with federal dollars. And so, you know, Let the games begin, as they say.
Yes, you're well aware, of course, there is some concern from some folks worry about losing the Monroe Building because of its historic value. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I think the building has some charm, Joe. I know it was listed. I think when they put the list out years ago, they just slapped a lot of buildings on it based on their age, not necessarily on their historic value. I think if you look at what administration has done with the historic structures, completely rebuilt City Hall, Coddington, done a lot of work on the Richardson Building. We've done work on the Adams Academy, and the new buildings we're building are first-class, handsome structures, public safety building, I would suggest, down the road be considered one of those. So I think we've got a history and record of doing the right thing, but just because the building is old and they might have thrown it on a register years ago, I don't think it makes it historic. For example, Joe, the building has some charm, but, it's all that precast concrete. It's not like it's for Granite City. There's no real granite in it. Hmm. When you really analyze the building itself, I would admit it has charm, as I said, but I don't think it's a historic building.
What is it currently being used for, Mayor?
Well, when we purchased it, a number of rentals were in there. Some have left. There's still some there. When we pull the trigger, they're month-to-month leases, so they'll have to move on. We have a number of city offices upstairs because the building was there, which we can easily relocate as well. So I don't think there's any major issue as far as relocating anyone that's in there.
Okay. And would this also require a parking garage to go with the center?
Well, we're looking at that now with the MBTA project, yeah. With the parking, whether it's above the tracks, next to the tracks. But yes, we believe some additional parking will be needed. However, as far as the Adams and the Performing Arts Center, yeah, I think there'll be a lot of nighttime weekend use, and you've got the President's Place garage right across the street that has plenty of capacity nights and weekends. So we'll figure it out.
Mm-hmm. I know in the past you've said you're envisioning a seating capacity of between 1,000 and 1,500. Is that still in line?
Yes, roughly that's the number we're focused on.
Okay, very good. And every week I'm going to have to ask you about the Eastern Nazarene College property, Mayor, if there's any update there.
No, I can say that the lawyers from both sides are working on documents. Before a final agreement can be made, the devil's always in the details, Joe. So I think we're awaiting a document from ENC before the final decision is made. And then, of course, once that's made, we'll move forward with the city council.
Sure. Ceremony yesterday at the new Squantum Elementary School, the centuries-old topping-off ceremony, Mayor.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's a big deal for Local 4. A lot of our, trade unions are on that job and working hard at it. Lee Kennedy is our contractor, and they're Quincy Company. Arrow Street's the architect, and we got a whole team on the project doing great, great work. And it was kind of a fun. I know the kids had a lot of fun with it, signing the theme. Fifth grade student council involved in the ceremony. Usually, the topping off is a much quieter ceremony, but. State treasurer wanted to come out for it, so Goldberg participated along with a number of other folks, including Representative Ayers and City Councilor Riley, and obviously Principal Sylvia, the superintendent, Kathy Ubley, our vice chair of the school committee. It was fun. It was nice. And it's shaping up. You really can get a much more of a sense of the building, obviously, with the steel up.
Yes, yes. Is it on track still to be done in the fall of 27?
Yes, that's the plan.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Very good. Yeah, I think because it's in a neighborhood there, it's more personal connection to it as opposed to, the high schools are more in commercial areas.
Yeah, this is definitely what would be considered a neighborhood school, and the whole design hopefully reflects that it's in a residential sector. It's not this big masonry-looking building. It will have a residential feel, and even if you look at the steel, you see some of the peaks on it, not just a flat roof, but something that would blend with some of the homes out there. So, yeah, it's a unique project. Every school we've done is very different, that's for sure. And the Quincy was always known for its neighborhood schools, though we're away from that. With some neighborhoods, like West Quincy, has to travel a bit. But, the school's the center of a not just for education, but you know, it's kind of a place for the community to come together when there's meetings and people vote in them. So they're more than just classrooms, you know.
And Commissioner Hines reported to the City Council last night, actually, that this new school is so far going to meet the net zero energy requirements.
Yeah, that was part of the challenge when we started this, and you know, everybody's worked real hard on that. Paul does a great job for me. He's got a good eye. He's a lawyer by background, so he's excellent putting the contracts together, the RFPs together. And, you know, the team has just been phenomenal. And, you know, I know I've said it before a number of years ago, the board, the school building authority, Mass School Building Authority board, had basically said out loud that Quincy knows how to do it. They've been in here a number of times. They do it right. And other communities should follow that model. That's pretty cool. And I would credit Paul Hines and superintendent's team really for that. They do it right.
Can't help but wonder what's next for the former St. Mary's School mayor.
Yeah, well, we're going to try to get into the queue again. As we said, it's very challenging. And while we have a project going in Quincy and Squanum, I'm not so sure we'll be invited in, if that's the terminology, but we're going to certainly try. We're, you know, as you know, we bought the land, and we did hire an OPM to start reviewing the steps, and we'll come up with a little bit of massing plan just to get a better sense, and then at the right time, we'll go back to the school building authority and hopefully get an invitation to participate.
Okay, very good. I was hoping you could comment just a little bit on a proposed new cell phone policy in the public schools, Mayor. Kind of a really applying to what the state's going to impose later this year, it seems.
Yes, I know a number of districts have gone this route. I am supportive of this plan, which would be to get the cell phones out of the kids' hands while they're in school. I mean, it's a huge distraction. It's a problem. And I think it's the right way to go. I know there'll be pushback from some kids and families, but I really think it's important. We need to focus on educating these kids while they're in the school. There's already enough distractions in life. This is a tough one. You know, I think it's a huge distraction in society. We can go on and on about the pros and cons, and I think the cons outweigh the pros today on phone usage. But there's obviously good tools out there, with social media platforms for learning, but just the negative side of it. And I think that's had a real impact in a negative way of our young people learning. So we got to get it out of the way.
The you mentioned the current state treasurer. The former state treasurer, Steve Grossman, is here in the city for Community Development Week this week.
Yes, Steve Grossman has been working with some funding sources with a seek out businesses that may be, you know, mostly minority-owned or very small that need some help from other businesses and other mentors to help them really expand, to grow, and to succeed. And so the Economic Development and Mining and the Community Development Block Grant, we have put some money toward this program, which is going to be happening at Quincy College this year. So, yes, we welcome former treasurer back to Quincy, and we're hopeful that this program will be helpful to a lot of local businesses.
Yeah, it's called the Initiative for a Competitive Inner City, and folks can contact the Department of Planning and Community Development. I understand there's a big event at the Housenet Community Center later this week.
You're probably right. I haven't looked at my schedule that far.
Their 70th anniversary is going to be Thursday at noontime. Big open house there, so folks can enjoy that. Yeah,
that's been a huge, very successful example of what can happen with some CDBG monies over time. And, you know, a lot of folks were involved in that when it first opened up in Housenet. But good stuff, really good stuff.
Absolutely. Always good to talk to you, Mayor. Appreciate your time.
My pleasure. Enjoy the day.
Enjoy the snow.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. It's Mayor Thomas Cook, our weekly City Hall update here on AM Quincy.